I'm here with Joyce Graves, and this Sunday there's an annual tradition happening here in Gallup. Could you tell us a bit about that, Joyce?
The holiday tour of homes. People in the community open their homes for us to come and visit, and people will get lots of ideas for Christmas decorations or just how to decorate a certain area of your house. This is benefiting the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Our holiday tour of homes first started in 2003. Our good friend Janine Underwood came up with this idea, and we have continued it. There were probably a couple years we didn't do it from 2003.
Did the pandemic interfere with this?
That too. We didn't do anything during that time.
The full details, including the suggested donation, is up on kglp.org on our PSAs and events page. How will this come about this Sunday?
People will meet at Grace Bible Church about 4:30, and we'll kind of get organized. We'll have some cookies and cocoa and that kind of thing. And then we organize people into groups, and we have two, and we're hoping for three, of the express buses that we see around town. They have donated the use of their buses for us. In fact, last year they did it, and we would have other vehicles to take people around, but nobody wanted to ride in the vehicles. They wanted to go on the bus. So we may have some cars and some vehicles this year, but we take you around. We have some wonderful drivers who know where we're going and know the route. If everybody drove themselves, it's just too many cars for the areas where they're going. So we take people around. When they finish the tour, they will bring everyone back to Grace Bible Church, and you can pick up your vehicles and go home.
The funds that come from events like this will culminate in the Relay for Life event. Do you have any particulars on what's going to happen?
Yes, our Relay for Life will be June 14th. It's a Friday night, and this is a very special year for us because this is our 25th year of doing Relay. No other Relay in the state of New Mexico has gone as long as we have. And in fact, there's only two other places that do a mini relay. So we're kind of the only one left that really does our Relay for Life.
Proceeds ultimately go to the American Cancer Society for what? Research, care, programs?
Right. The basic things are research, education, advocacy, and services. And we've been doing this, like I said, for 25 years. And every dollar that we raise in Gallup benefits our community through these four areas. I always use my husband, Paul, as an example. He had chronic myeloid leukemia. And just before he was diagnosed, research came up with a new drug that basically had no side effects. So I always say, the doctor who developed this was from Washington State, and he didn't keep it just for his state. Everybody has access to this. So everyone in our community benefits from this. The other important thing we do that's very important is advocacy. We talk to our legislators basically twice a year. We go to Washington, D.C. in September, and then in January we go to Santa Fe. It's called Day at the Capitol. And we talked to our legislator about laws that will affect cancer patients and eventually all of us. So that's important.
The Relay for Life's holiday tour of homes in Gallup is going to start off at Grace Bible Church this Sunday, December 10th, by around 4:30. And then the tours themselves will start about 5, probably taking in some Christmas decorations as well. Might be worthwhile to go and revisit the neighborhoods after dark when the lights are up.
I encourage people to come. It's a wonderful event. And like I said, it's great to come into these homes that maybe you've seen the house and thought, gee, I'd like to see that inside, and come and do it.
The Relay for Life Holiday Tour of Homes benefits the American Cancer Society, and is Sunday, December 10th at Grace Bible Church by around 4:30 p.m. with the home tours then starting at 5 p.m. For more information, you may call Joyce 505-862-1457 or Linda 505-879-5384. The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page.